This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Campaigning is in full swing for the first phase of assembly election in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to poll in this phase on the 18th of this month. Top leaders of major political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is addressing an election rally in Doda district today. Congress and National Conference are also campaigning for their party candidates. Meanwhile, the election campaign has also picked up pace for the single-phase assembly poll in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Sri Narendra Modi will launch the party's campaign in the state today. He will hold an election rally at Theme Park of Kurukshetra this afternoon. Congress and other regional parties are also making efforts to woo the voters. Counting of votes for assembly polls in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. The centre, in a significant move, has decided to completely remove the floor price on export of basmati rice to boost its export. The step has been taken in response to the ongoing trade concerns and adequate domestic availability of rice. A floor price of $1,200 per metric ton was introduced in August 2023 as a temporary measure in view of the rising prices of rice and a tight supply position in the domestic markets. The floor price was later rationalized to $950 per metric ton in October 2023. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Hindi language has played an unprecedented role in uniting the country. Addressing the inaugural session of Official Language Diamond Jubilee celebrations and 4th Akhil Bharatiya Rajbhasha Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said, "A strong nation will be created only by strengthening all the languages." He added that the national education policy has special emphasis on education so that children get education in their mother tongue. Three unidentified terrorists were killed in the Kriri encounter in North Kashmir's Baramulla district this morning. According to police, terrorists were gunned down during an encounter between security forces and the terrorists in Chak Etappar in the hamlet in the Kriri area. The identities of the slain terrorists are being ascertained. Further details are awaited. The Assam Cabinet has decided to hand over all the cases registered at various police stations in the state in connection with the unregulated deposits and online trading scams to the CBI for investigation. The Cabinet has also directed the Home and Finance Departments to jointly prepare a standard operating procedure to prevent occurrence of such activities in the future. Recently, several FIRs were lodged in connection with the online trading scams. Till now, 61 people have been arrested, 22 lookout circulars have been issued, and 14 special investigation teams have been formed in connection with the scam. According to police sources, several online trading firms are operating in the state without adhering to the SEBI or RBI guidelines, leading to losses to the investors. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Bihar, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh today under the influence of a depression over the northeast Bay of Bengal. Extremely heavy rainfall is also expected over Uttarakhand today. The IMD has also forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur and Bihar for the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, the IMD has also predicted generally cloudy weather with moderate rain over Delhi and adjoining areas in the NCR today. In hockey, defending champions India will take on arch-rivals Pakistan in the 5th and final pool match of the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament at Hulan Buir in China today. The match is scheduled to start at 1:15 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Four-time champions India have already qualified for the semi-finals after their fourth straight win in the league phase against South Korea. Asian Champions Trophy is being played in the round-robin format, with the top four teams qualifying for the semi-finals on the 16th of September. The final is scheduled for the 17th of September. Two American astronauts, Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore, stuck on the International Space Station, have expressed their desire to vote in the upcoming U.S. presidential election this November. The astronauts are stuck on ISS due to technical issues with their spacecraft. And that is the end of this news bulletin.